We are looking at Psalms, and we will be looking today, we are looking at Psalm 128. Those who don't know me, my name is Ajay More. I am a curate in this church, and it is such a joy to be with you this evening. So we will be looking at Psalm 128. On this Bible, you can find them on 624, page number 624. So I'll read the psalm. It says, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord and who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine. Within your house, your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing of the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel." There are many beautiful psalms, and this is one of my favorite ones. There are a few, but when I was asked, I chose this one. So let's see what God has for us this evening through this psalm. This psalm's author is unknown. We don't know who has written, but it is definitely, we can see in this psalm, that this psalm is a family hymn. This hymn, this psalm, was read or was sung during a marriage or perhaps a birth of a baby. And also, many times when someone was someone was getting into a new house. So on these beautiful, happy occasions, this hymn was sung. And definitely it has a family feeling, a feeling of home, sweet home. You know, everything, home, and then what it contains. And it's all the blessing has given in this psalm. It's very much talks about us and our family and what belongs to us in this. In this short psalm, it's very, though it is a short one, there are only six verses in this, but it is very full and very suggestive. Verse 1, we see as it begins, it says the fear, it says the blessed is the one who fears the Lord and who walk in his obedience. So it talks about God's fear. I mean, definitely we read a lot of blessings are there, but he begins with the fear of God. He says, you know, blessed is the one. Who is the blessed? Who fears the Lord? And he brings the fear of God right on the top of every blessing. He suggests here the beginning of all the blessings begins from the fearing the Lord. Just like he's saying the fear of God is like a cornerstone. You know, it is very important. And all the blessings rest upon it. And when I a little bit looked into it, I realized that very quickly because I remember I have read this thing somewhere. And when I sort of looked at it a little bit closely, I could see in a book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10 and verse 12, same verse is written there. And it says, "The fear of the Lord and walk in his ways. Do not disobey God." And then again, in the same verse, in the second sort of line, it says, "Also love the Lord and love all his ways." So definitely the psalmist has taken that sort of the fear of the Lord from the Old Testament, and he has reinforced it in this hymn, in this psalm. Now, When we read it carefully, we can see there are two things in the first verse, and that is the fear of the Lord, and second is walking in His ways. You know, and that is mostly get overlooked or goes unnoticed. We all fear the Lord, don't we? We all fear the Lord. We all love the Lord. But the problem comes when we have to walk in His ways. You know, we are the people, I find myself many times, I'm the person who fears the Lord and walk in His own ways. You know, that's how I see myself. I fear the Lord, I love the Lord, but many times I fail to walk in His ways. You know, and many times we do this mistake. We walk on our own ways. We fear the Lord, but we don't really walk in His ways. And this is the real key to the blessing. If we really need to bring God's blessing in our family, in our life, in our homes, we just not have to fear the Lord, but also walk in His ways. And when we do this, when we get this right, the blessing will come. You know, and that's what Steve was talking about in the first Open to God session, Psalm 1. You know, blessed is the man, you know, who is blessed, who walk in His ways. In verse 2, he says, the one who looks into the words of God and meditates it and then, you know, cherish himself, delight himself in the presence of God. And then, you know, things start to happen. And it is very right. How can I and you walk in God's way? By reading the scripture, by reading the word of God. In many parts of India, we have a people, those who have very little understanding of scripture. But again, there are very good Christians. They know their scripture very well, and they study their scripture. And I would like to remind us as a church of God, God's people, that we need to really put ourselves into the scripture. We need to get the scripture by ourselves and read it. You know, we don't have to wait every Sunday for Steve or Caroline or for me to come here and give you the word. God can speak to anyone and everyone. You know, in the Old Testament, even God could speak to donkeys, you know, and then God, you know, and even the prophet failed to see God, but the donkey could see it. So God can speak to any of us. And if you really have to learn how to walk in God's way, that is, the only way is knowing His word, reading it, meditating upon it, chewing on it, and God will bless you. You know, many times I sit with the Bible, and I have read verses, you know, many times, but sometimes there's a particular time, the one particular word just pops out. I said, there's something hidden. I couldn't see that. You know, the way I describe it every time is that like a popcorn, you know, that it just pops. You know, and then it just explosion, and I said, wow, that's amazing. And God speaks to us, and I'm sure He will speak to you if you delight Him, in His word and on try to walk in His ways. So the keeping God first. You know, that's why in the Old Testament, again, the first commandment is all about there should be no God before me, God says. You know, keep me first in your life. There should be nothing, you know, just before me, you know, there should be the me first, and then you should not bring anything of yours before me. And this is very serious, you know, when we really see how much we elevate God is a question mark, you know. We definitely elevate God, we definitely hold Him high, but it's worth question asking ourselves, is He really on the top of everything? Perhaps not. We do have a lot of priorities. We have our own understanding and own things that we sometimes elevate, you know, higher than God. But the psalmist is reminding us here, God first, His fear first, His ways first, and walk on His ways. And when we do so, we will be blessed. We will be blessed. And again, a little bit connecting to the Psalm 1, But those who are not blessed, they're not real stuff. You know, these people, those who don't walk in God's way, they're like a chaff. You know, they just get blown away with the wind. You know, Psalm 1, verse 4, it's written that, you know, the wicked are like a chaff. They just get blown away with the wind. But the righteous, but those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways are not like that. I mean, I don't know how many of you understand this expression, get blown away by the chaff. I've worked in the field, you know, and I've seen this literally happens, how it happens. When the grains get separated from the cones, and it has a lot of a chaff on it, and then the coating which is loose, and they're not really grain. And there's a lot of stuff mixed with the grain. And what the farmer does is that when the winds are very, high, and when the winds are, blowing well, what they do, they take all the grains in the basket, and they stand on the high place, perhaps a stool or a high place, and then they let go the grains in the wind. And as they release the grains, what happens is that as the wind comes, it blows away the chaff, and the heavy grains falls down here where the chaff is collected on the other side because it has no strength, and with the wind it gets separated. And that's what, you know, the psalm is saying, you know, that when the trial comes, they will get blown away. But the real stuff, the real grain, you know, people, those who fear God, will be there. They will not get blown away. And obviously the farmer takes away the chaff, burns it or uses it in many different ways. But the grain gets stored and used as the source of life. And that's what we will be if we fear God and walk in his ways. Now, verse 2, coming to that, then he says, you will eat the fruit of your labor. And whatever you earn will be blessed. You will eat the fruit of your labor. And this is, again, I found it when God spoke to me. It's very interesting. Your labor, you know, whatever you will earn. There is no figure. There is no four number figure given. Thousands, could be 1,000, could be 2,000, could be 3,000, could be £800. Doesn't matter how much you earn. What it says, I mean, that's what I see. It says, your earning, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Whatever you will bring in, God will bless it, he says. You know, doesn't have to be a big amount. But if it's yours, God says, I will bless it. And I will sustain you in your earnings. I will satisfy you and your family in your earnings. Doesn't have to be big. Whatever is yours, God said, I will bless it. Then again, he says in verse 3, in the first part, he says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine. Again, he talks about your wife, the one who is your better half, who is in your house, who's looking after, she will be blessed like wine, fruitful wine, which brings plenty of harvest in season. You know, she will be like fruitful. She will do whatever she will do. God will bless it and multiply it. And she will be a blessing to you. Same in, he says in section B of verse 3, your children also will be like olive shoots around your table. Again, the children are compared with the shoots of olives, which are very precious. We used to be very precious and valuable in those days. So God is comparing his the person's children with the olive shoots. They will be very precious and valuable, well kept, well taught, who will know the Lord and will grow in his fear. And your children will be like that. And again, you see that in verse 5, God also says that your nation will be blessed by you. Your community will be blessed by you. Anything that is around you will be blessed. Your wife will be blessed. your household will be blessed, your children will be blessed, and your community also will be blessed by you. Now, I have told you that there are only 6 verses in this psalm, but there are 12 times you and yours have come. In that 6 verses, 12 times you and yours have come. You know, you, your salary, you, your household, you, your wife, you, your children, you, your nation, your community. And what it suggests that whatever belongs to you, if you fear the Lord and walk in ways, so God will bless everything and what is connected to you. Whatever is yours will be blessed. So in other way, you will become a source of blessing to others. First to your own family, and obviously you will be blessing to your community and to your nation. And if we do so, if we remain in God's fear and walk on his ways, God says, I will bless you. And anything and everything that is connected to you, I will bless it. Again, it says, blessed is the man, but not necessarily it has to be a man. You can be a woman and be blessed. God is asking his blessing on every one of us. You know, if we fear the Lord, if you're a woman, God will bless your husband, your children, your household, and everything that is connected to you. So God is calling us to bless us as we fear him and walk in his ways.